From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayechanan, Keeping Sinai Going. If you look in the Parsha, there's several verses which could be taken as a mitzvah or just a passing conversation between Moshe and the Jewish people. Let's take a look. It says that, who is like the Jewish people? We have such wise laws. The nations turn to us and they say, look at those people. This nation must be very wise with all these laws that they have. It's amazing. But then he says, watch out, lest you forget the words that you saw with your own eyes at Mount Sinai, lest they go away from your heart, and you should tell them to your children. What? The day that you stood at Sinai and we gathered the Jews, and I told you these words so that you would fear God forever and you'll teach your children. So the classic interpretation of this is that you shouldn't forget the Torah. Context is that the nations would say how wise the Jews are. So Rashi says, but don't forget the Torah, because if you forget the Torah, the nations won't say you're wise. They'll say, what kind of people are these people? They don't know anything. What do they have? What good are they? So therefore, don't forget the Torah. In fact, this idea that this is a mitzvah not to forget Torah learning, rather than not to forget Mount Sinai and the episode of Mount Sinai, is supported by various passages in the Talmud. Most famously, you have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that anyone who forgets something in Torah, it's terrible. It's almost like they deserve the worst of punishments. Because after all, it says, watch your life, lest you forget something. So you really have to try not to forget anything. So they say, if you happen to forget something, it's a different story. But you shouldn't do anything like, for instance, never studying, which will help you forget everything. You shouldn't do that. Try to keep things fresh so that you'll remember the Torah. The Gemara in Shavuos says, Reish Lakish says, anyone who forgets something from his learning, he violates a negative commandment. And here it is right in our parsha. So, according to Rashi, this verse is about not forgetting the Torah. What about not forgetting Mount Sinai? It says right here, lest you forget the words that you saw with your own eyes the day you stood at Mount Sinai. So there's a mitzvah not to forget the day of Mount Sinai. Rashi's not focused on that. Rashi's focused on don't forget the Torah. And he gets it from the Gemara in Shavuos, the Daf Tzadi Tesman Beis, the Mishnah Perek Yavos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Ramban strenuously objects. He says, what are you talking about? It's very clear. This is a mitzvah every day. This is one of those mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot to count. The Ramban is always criticizing the Rambam. Maimonides, that he forgot this or that mitzvah in the 613 count. He says, here's another one. There's a mitzvah to remember Sinai. And why is it so important? Because as the Rambam himself writes, not the Ramban, but the Rambam writes, that, one of the major tenets is to know that the Torah given today is all the ones given at Mount Sinai. It's through this that we have our faith. Many outreach leaders say this is the winning point about Judaism, that we can all agree that there's no way our ancestors could lie that and tell us a story that everybody was there at Mount Sinai. Somebody would say, I wasn't there. But clearly, Moshe and the Jewish people for generations were able to say, we were all at Mount Sinai. And nobody could protest because it was true. The Jews en masse receive the Torah at Mount Sinai. It's something not to forget. If you forget that, you forget the essence of the Torah. This is the mitzvah, says the Ramban, to remember that God gave us the Torah. This is a very important mitzvah. In fact, if you look in your Siddur, there's the Shesh Zichirot, the six things we should remember every day. Shabbos, and we should remember Amalek, and we should remember what happened to Miriam, we should remember how we made God angry in the desert, and we should remember the Exodus, and we should remember the episode at Mount Sinai, how the Jews received the Torah at Mount Sinai. It's one of the major fundamental things to do as a Jew, to remember Mount Sinai. That's what Ramban says. For years, very drawn to this interpretation. In fact, some sitters, some sidurim, some prayer books, they truncate the verse, and I like to say the whole thing. Don't forget that day. That don't forget that day when we stood at Sinai and we gathered Jews together, and you should teach your children this very idea. This struck me as a beautiful thing to say every day, that indeed the Ramban is right. It's a great mitzvah. We know the Rambam is very good at counting mitzvahs, and he didn't count this as a mitzvah. Rashi, if after all, why wouldn't Rashi count this? It's such an important thing to remember Sinai. Talmud itself seems to say it's forgetting your learning, not forgetting Sinai. What's going on? So I think we need to remember the other Rashi in this week's Parsha, the Rashi on the Shema. This week's Parsha with the privilege of reading the Ten Commandments and the Shema. It's a great Parsha, don't miss it. And of course, Rashi tells us that Asher Nochim Tzavcha Yom, that these words, I'm telling you, commanding them to you today. So what do you mean? It's not today. These words are from before, Mount Sinai, before. He says, no. Every day the Torah should be like a new letter, Kedyutcha Chadasha. In other words, there's a special inyan, a special concept, a special notion in Judaism to think of the Torah not as having been given at Mount Sinai, but as having been given today. You have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos chapter 6, the addendum to Pirkei Avos, Reshub and Levi, starts off the chapter by saying what? Bechol yom baskol machrezes v'omeres. Every day a voice comes from Mount Sinai. Some say, what does it say every day? It says the Ten Commandments again. We're given the Torah every day. It's like the Ramban is saying, oh, there's Mother's Day, you know, it's a special time to remember how we got the Torah once upon a time in history. And Rashi says, there's no Mother's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. Every day is the day that you got the Torah. You're getting it today. A voice goes out from Sinai every day. What is the expression of remembering Sinai? You want to remember Sinai? Learn Torah. No. I want to learn the story about how the Jews stood at Mount Sinai and they got the Torah. That's the foundation of my faith. That's why one of the 13 principles of faith is that Moshe got the Torah. I want to talk about that. Rashi says, no, that's, you know, when you get to Yitro, Parshas Veschanan, we'll mention that for a couple of minutes. That's not the important thing. It's the important thing. It's to learn again, and therefore not to forget. That's the important thing. This is the essential message, is that we should learn. Learn Torah. And when we learn Torah, as rabbis say, if it's done in an ideal fashion, it's as if Kibla Mi'ar Sinai. When you receive Torah from your Rebbe, it's as if you got it directly from Mount Sinai. This is the idea. This is what Rashi is trying to convey by not interpreting that there's a special mitzvah to remember Mount Sinai. That turns Torah into history. You know, some people think Jews are very into history. After all, we study the Torah. No, we're into today. We live it right now. We live the Exodus every Pesach. And why is Shavuos not specified in the Torah as the day of the giving of the Torah? Because that's blasphemy. There's no day when the Torah was given. Every day the Torah is given. Every day is an opportunity to learn more Torah. And therefore, maybe the Ramban is wrong. Oh, excuse me. Maybe the Rambam is right. Maybe Rashi and Chazal had it just right. This is not a verse telling us to remember Sinai. That's trivial. What's important is to live it. Learn from God every day from those words, and it'll be as if Kibbutz Mi'ar Sinai, as if you received it directly from Sinai. That's the goal of every Jew. That's the goal of this mitzvah. Don't forget the Torah. Learn it. And you know what? If you learn it, it's as if you received it from Sinai. You don't need to tell the story of Sinai. Your learning, that will be Sinai right there. I want to thank Jason Lefkowitz for producing today's presentation, and thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beit HaLemech for this discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Thank you very much.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.